is, right? What do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Podcasting at the speed of the internet. This is the Geekcast with Aaron Crocco.
Hello, everybody out there in internet land. Welcome to the Geekcast. How's everybody doing? Geekcast number 8 coming at you. This is for Wednesday, March 2nd, 2005. In today's podcast, we're going to talk about, well, making Firefox, which is one of the greatest browsers out there, even better. We have some new PodSafe music and a pretty cool Windows XP secret in our hacking section. All that today in the Geekcast. Again, welcome to everybody listening to the show all around the world. This is the Geekcast, number 8. I hope everybody's doing well. First, a couple of items of note. We have some new things here going on. Been getting a lot of email feedback and suggestions from people listening to the show. And one thing that I got back that was really interesting is a suggestion that the track number of the MP3 for this podcast corresponds with the show number itself. And so from that point on, from this show on, I will do that. So they are in order in some way on whatever program you use to organize your MP3s, probably iTunes. All the tracks will be in order. I guess if you're into doing that, you would rename the other tracks. Also, another thing, I got an email from another listener of the show who says that in reference to the hacking segment we did in the last, show, the new Disney DVD of Bambi will actually not work with DVD shrink. They probably have some sort of new macrovision or some copy protection that, well, you can't break very easily with any tried-and-true methods out there. So I thought I'd give you guys a little heads up on that. Thanks to everybody listening. If you have any information for the show, comments, questions, things you'd like on the show, things you don't like, your comments can be regular emails or they can be MP3 attachments, feel free to send that along to geekcast@gmail.com. You could also visit the website, which is livejournal.com/users/geekcast. All right, let's get right into the news. Microsoft has announced that in April they will roll out Windows XP 64-bit edition. It'll be out of beta, which it currently is in. The 64-bit edition of Windows XP will utilize the AMD Athlon 64 processor and really any other 64-bit processor out there, such as Intel's Itanium. The 64-bit processor means that the processor can handle longer instruction sets and in turn make the computer itself run faster, although it probably won't. Something will go wrong, who knows? You know, it's Microsoft. Second story today is about Yahoo. Yahoo has turned 10 years old. Yes, it was around this time in 1995 that Yahoo.com went live. As part of the celebration, Yahoo has a link on their front page that points you to the first iteration of the website. Also, everybody, well, unfortunately, if you're listening to this podcast, it's already too late, but what they did was, anybody who wanted it, you were able to get free ice cream from Baskin-Robbins. You signed up with a form, and they sent you a coupon for a free cone from Baskin-Robbins, which is pretty cool, and I'm a sucker for ice cream, so too bad I didn't sign up for that one, right? Finally today, for all you old-school MIRC users out there, or MIRC, as some of you call it, Tetranet is still around and kicking. A couple of days ago, Tetranet 2 was released. Tetranet, for anybody who hasn't heard of it, is a multiplayer Tetris program. Pretty much you play Tetris against 5, 6, even 7 people at a time, but there's enhancements to the original version of Tetris where there's power-ups and there's weapons you can use against your opponents, and also there's power-ups that are bad for you. Tetranet 2 is a really, really cool game for anybody who likes Tetris and, well, likes multiplayer stuff. The link for Tetranet 2 will be in the show notes. All right, and that's all the tech news for today. Let's get right into the how-to segment.
Get ready to learn something new here on the Geekcast.
Now, you may be asking yourself, what how-to segment can we do today? And, well, I like to switch it up a little, so today's how-to segment is all about Firefox. Now, for anybody who hasn't downloaded Firefox and is still using Internet Explorer, you need to do this. Internet Explorer is a gateway to hell for your computer. It's a wide-open hole for security purposes. That's how a lot of spyware, adware, all the nasties that slow your computer down, that's how they get in. So first, download Firefox. It's completely free. Get it from www.mozilla.org. You can get it free from there. Anybody who's using Firefox, well, you know that it runs really fast. It's great. It has tab browsing, has pop-up blocking, but we can even make it even more powerful. Firefox has what's called extensions, and extensions are their add-ons, their plugins for the web browser, and it can really, really make it faster. People, because Mozilla Firefox is open source, people are creating extensions all the time. They can utilize the code that is used for the browser and enhance it. They can make all these add-ons where the browser becomes even more powerful. Firefox extensions do certain things, such as making new search areas in the Google search area in Firefox. On the top right area in Firefox, you'll see there's a Google search. You can actually click the Google logo and change what type of search. I know the website Engadget.com made an Engadget search extension that you can download and install with Firefox, and then, well, utilize that. Two extensions that I use on Firefox is one of them is called Bug Me Not. Bug Me Not is a really, really great website where if there's a website like the New York Times where you have to register in order to read articles that are older than a week, Bug Me Not will provide you with a public username and password. Pretty much if someone has signed up for a website, they use a dummy name and a dummy password, and they make that account publicly available. Bug Me Not will look this up and tell you that information. To enhance this, they have made a Bug Me Not Firefox plugin, where if you're at a login form, you right-click on the username area where you would type the username, and there would be an option that says Bug Me Not. If someone has made an account publicly available for this website, such as the New York Times, it'll automatically populate the username and password fields with that information and send you on your merry way. I gotta say, 9 times out of 10, it works great. The other one time is when no one has an account for that particular website. Another really, really cool extension that I just found a couple of days ago is an extension that lets you use Google Suggest. Google Suggest is a beta portion of Google's website where you can you can type your search query, and before you even search, it'll give you the result in a drop-down window, and it'll actually suggest what you're trying to look for. It works really, really cool, and someone has built this functionality into the Google search area in Firefox. So those are two ones to check out. At Mozilla.org, the link is in the show notes. The top five Firefox extensions are AutoCopy, which will copy text automatically to your clipboard when selected, Chatzilla, which is a IRC client, ConQuery, which allows you to query web services in a context menu, Dictionary Search, which looks up words in an online dictionary, and there's a fifth one that allows you to disable the targets for downloads, which prevents sites spawning blank windows when clicking binary downloads. All this information, like I said, is in the show notes, and you can find out more at Mozilla.org or click the link in the show notes. All right, so enjoy Firefox. Yes, even more music coming up here on the Geekcast. Today's song was sent to me by a listener. He has a friend who is an artist, and I listened to the song, and it's pretty good, so I figured I'd put it out there for everyone to listen to. I unfortunately don't have the information for a website. There is no website for this artist. But the song was sent in from a user named Donut. Donut is a contact where if you're interested in this artist's CD, she will burn you a CD for free and send it out to you. The email address for that is donut, D-O-N-U-T, 78801 at sbcglobal.net. If you didn't get that information, you can feel free to rewind or you can pull that up in the show notes. But let's get right into the song. This is A Silver Lining with In the Rain. here on the GeekCast.
From my mouth onto this paper, and you don't know it, but I bow these thoughts that I write down since you stopped coming around. Days like this I tend to think about you only 'cause you left me here, and I've been trying to hide these tears. I'm trying to hide these tears, so I'm running in the rain.
Get out the soldering iron and Linux disks. It's time for the GeekCast hacking tip.
Today's hacking tip is a shorty, but it's definitely something that's really good. A lot of people out there use Windows XP, and you know that there's the activation that comes with Windows XP where you pretty much have to phone home to Microsoft and tell them that your license key is in use. Unfortunately, if you rebuild your system or if you have a catastrophic failure and you need to redo the entire system, your key is invalid because now it's, well, technically in use. Well, not so fast. Apparently, there is some sort of, I don't know if it's a loophole or something that Microsoft put in intentionally to the Windows XP, but Windows XP activation keys seem to expire after 4 months. Or I shouldn't say expire, but they reset, which means that after 4 months of being activated, your key can be activated again. Also, you can do this on another computer. Now, I'm not saying use two computers with the same key. What I'm saying is that the key that you use doesn't necessarily have to go back on the same computer. So, if you have a machine and you have XP on it, and then, well, you're ready to buy another, you can scrap the old machine, make sure to take Windows off of it, then take your Windows XP CD, put it on the new system, and, well, you'll be activated and ready to go. This is really, really handy to use, especially if you're worried about having to purchase another license of Windows XP, but you already have a copy. So stick with that. You'll be able to reactivate it as many times as needed. Just give it some time between them, but only use one PC per copy, all right? Well, that's going to do it for the GeekCast, number 8 going on over here. I'd like to thank everybody for listening. If you have information for the show, suggestions, comments, they can be text or MP3 attachments, items you want to see on the show, changes to the show, things you don't like on the show, feel free to send that along to geekcast@gmail.com. You can also visit the website with the show notes at livejournal.com/users/geekcast. Also remember, you can have the show notes automatically emailed to you every time a show is posted. Just subscribe to the GeekCast newsletter. That is a blank email to geekcastpodcast-subscribe@yahoogroups.com. This will automatically subscribe you to the show notes email. It's easy to unsubscribe. That information is in every single email. All this information can be found in the user information section on the website. Again, I appreciate everybody listening to the GeekCast. Take care, everybody. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Initiating shutdown sequence.